today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Monday edition, and we're kicking off hour number one. You can take control of the airwaves toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Wayne joining us on a Monday night. In fact, you're going to be hearing Wayne again next week. In fact, Wayne and both Gardner Goldsmith and Wayne will be in attendance for the Monday and Tuesday shows.
That's right.
While Mark takes a little vacation.
Yep, going back to Florida.
You guys enjoy that snow. You're going back to see your mommy, aren't you?
I'm going to see Mom.
I want my mommy.
Hey, you know, it's Christmas time. I'm sure I'll get a big check.
All right, so as always, we got a lot to talk about, but of course you can bring up whatever you want, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. They are completely free. We're going to start things out here tonight with a follow-up story, Mark, going down to, well, Sarasota, where we originally come from.
Yeah, right? it's an amazing story, and, you know, I wish it wasn't so close because it seems like we're biased, but... prosecutors have figured, from the Sarasota Herald Tribune, prosecutors should have figured it out for themselves that there was no case against Cynthia Coffin. Maybe they knew it, but didn't want to drop the charges because they wanted the judge to deliver the news to the sheriff's office. Well, the judge has done so. On Tuesday morning, Judge David Denken dismissed the charge of obstructing law officers, and it was about time. The charge was bizarre and flat out wrong. As I've said in the previous columns, let me credit the author now that he refers to himself in first person, Tom Lyons. Coffin, a Nokomis nurse, and Nokomis is just south of Sarasota, with no hint of a criminal record, had been forcibly arrested in her garage. Two Sarasota County sheriff's deputies took her to the floor, though they had come into the house only to serve a civil injunction. Now get this, it's not criminal, it's civil, on her husband, John Coffin, related to a landlord-tenant dispute in another county. So basically he was having some kind of civil disagreement.
They were one of his tenants.
Right, with one of his tenants. They were serving papers, and...
Basically just means serving papers means you just find the person and hand them the papers.
Right, you're supposed to touch them with it or whatever. But it's really, with as many civil suits as there are out there, this is just... It's just perfunctory. So anyway, she's... Let me go on with the story. He tells it as well as I could. And, by the way, it was a mistake from the start. John Coffin had already been served those civil papers, as Cynthia Coffin told the deputy, James Lutz, when he knocked on her door. She also said her husband, who had recently had major surgery, was in the bathroom and not feeling well. Deputy Lutz waited outside, but when Cynthia Coffin said Lutz had moved to her flower bed and was peering in her window, she pulled the blinds and went to close her garage door, too. Lutz blocked the garage door with his body. Now, I assume it was an automatic garage door opener, and therefore,
sure,
you know, if you put your foot in the way of the little beam, it just...
Even older garage doors without the beam, if you were to just simply touch the garage door, it would sense that something was there and send it back up.
Cynthia Coffin, dismayed, came out and ordered him out of her garage and off the property. Lutz, joined by Deputy Stacy Ferris, told Cynthia Coffin they'd arrest her for obstruction if she didn't start cooperating. Obstructing what?
Serving the papers, apparently.
Yeah, that still amazes me. She had no legal obligation to help the deputy serve the papers, and that deputy had no legal right to be in her garage or house. And nor did her husband have any obligation to come out of the house.
Right. Well, now, there's been cases in the past where, for instance, if you leave a door unlocked and the cops are allegedly called to your house and they will try the door, and if it's unlocked, they will come into your house.
Sure.
But even then, you still should be able to, at least by the way the system is supposed to work, you still should be able to say, "Well, oh man, I didn't say you could come in here.
Get out.
Please leave my house now."
That's all she was
doing in the garage.
As far as I'm concerned, a person in my house after I've said to leave my house
trespasser
is a burglar. I mean, I can't see them as anything else. And a burglar who's in my house and won't leave, he's a home invader.
Mm-hmm.
A home invader needs to be shot dead. I don't care what outfit they're wearing. It's crazy to me what they're doing here. I mean, these guys way, way, way overstepped their bounds. And fortunately, the judge gave them a slam dunk. Let's see. When she turned to go in the house, and how else was she going to get her husband to come out, Lutz grabbed her and forced her to the floor and handcuffed her. A report said he had feared that she would lock her door. It's her door, pal! Anyway, well, again, she had every right to do this. It was the deputies who had no right or hint of a lawful reason to enter her house against her orders. They had no more right to do that than a door-to-door salesman does. Now, Judge Denkin agreed, and so so a sheriff's spokesman said Wednesday that the department plans to look into the matter.
Yeah.
It happened months ago. Now they're going to look into
right.
the matter. Right. Because, but why would they have looked into it before that? Before that, they were just cops exercising
just doing
power.
Their job, Mark. That's what they do.
No,
they follow orders.
That wasn't their job.
Their orders were to give the papers to this man, and that woman was standing in their way.
They were willing to
shove her face into the cement.
They don't understand their orders, and they're drunk on their power, is what happened with these two cops.
Yeah.
I don't know. Those aren't the rules, and they didn't obey the rules. Okay. So too bad no one would look back, would do so back in April when these were issues were raised by the column. It wouldn't have taken a judge to tell the sheriff's office that deputies need retraining to remind them that in the United States of America, the police have to respect people's rights, especially in their own homes.
You mean that pesky property idea, right, where you actually own the land that you are living on?
And these two deputies have reasons unrelated to the U.S. Constitution to think better of their actions. When the arrested woman screamed in shock and pain while on the floor, her husband came out. Whether he charged at the deputies or moved first towards him, they may move first towards him, may be in doubt. But it is clear that the man's attempt to rescue his wife from the uniformed attackers resulted in a fierce struggle. So one side says one guy attacked first, the other time.
You've got his wife. I believe they shoved her face down into the concrete.
Yeah.
As I recall the original story.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like roid rage to me.
Despite the, it sounds like it to me too.
Well, it's been known to happen amongst law enforcement officers.
Yep. Despite the 2-1 odds and the use of a taser gun by Ferris, John Coffrin punched the deputies, took the taser away, and used it on them.
Right on, dude.
When the fight moved to the house, he managed to push Ferris back into the garage and lock the door.
Wait, wasn't this an old man with, a kidney problem? What was it?
He had major surgery. I don't know how old he was. Lutz was bleeding.
So a man who just had major surgery managed to take down two cops with their own taser?
But these two cops are just people doing something. They were occupied with dealing with the woman. In this case, his wife was being attacked by two people in his house.
Sure.
So he was enraged. Rage goes a long way.
That's true.
Let's see. Managed to push. Lutz was bleeding from scalp lacerations, said later that he thinks that he lost consciousness briefly, but finally arrested.
Lutz was a cop.
Right.
Okay.
The cop said he arrested John Coffrin at gunpoint. The list of felony charges, at that point he's armed with the cop's taser, so the cop's, in a list of things that he shouldn't have done, I guess it's okay for him to have pulled his gun on a guy who has a taser, because he certainly wasn't going to beat him.
Yeah.
Either that or going to get his butt kicked.
Right.
So I don't know what I think about the gun pulling. But I know that
the whole situation is wrong.
He shouldn't have been where he was
in
order to pull the gun, but, pulling, whatever. So, let's see, it was ridiculous that Cynthia Coffin was also charged with obstructing a law enforcement officer. She had gotten away in the deputy's way when he grabbed her husband during the melee and said, "Please stop," and that was used to justify the charge, though it happened after her arrest. And she was obviously...
She only said that because she knew it was going to get him in trouble, that's all.
Right. And
she was obviously... concerned.
Who knows who she was
trying
to stop, really? I would assume that it would be her husband.
True.
Right. She was obviously just trying to stop a fight between the deputies and her husband, and the deputies were losing. No matter how easy it was to throw out a case against Cynthia Coffrin, the judge only solved part of her problem. The far more serious charges against her husband remain.
For attacking the police.
Right. In his house for putting his wife on the concrete.
Right.
I really feel like
charges.
Yeah, the charges shouldn't be there. Those cops should be put on suspended. They should be suspended without pay for a period of time as punishment for their activities. These guys were just acting like they were drunk on power.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're serving civil papers. There's a difference between civil and criminal, and you're a cop, and you should know that.
Right. They acted like these people were drug dealers.
No, they acted like these people are their minions.
Right.
They're their servants, and that's how. It seems like there's too many cops acting like that. They need to be made an example of.
It's that attitude. It's that us versus them attitude again.
These cops need to be making an example of.
And I see the other side, too, because I have friends and family members who have been cops. And and when you deal with the underbelly of society, and most of your time is spent dealing with scumbags, your perception of society changes.
I think it's an excuse. I think that's a sad excuse because, you know, in retail, I dealt with some shoddy customers, but it was my responsibility to treat every customer as though they were a brand new individual and smile and deal with them in an entirely separate fashion. More is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. It is your show. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas. It's December 11th, 2006. Gold's at $625.50, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $640.617, $325.64 for half, and $162.82 for quarter ounce coins. That's $640.617, $325.64, and $162.82. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real and the CD is free. Call 1-800-889-2994 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. That does include the bulletin board system, over 140,000 posts Over 1,300 people interacting there. It is all for free, and it's a lot of fun. BBS.freetalklive.com gets you to it. That is BBS.freetalklive.com.
Let 1-800-Flowers.com help you celebrate the holidays with a beautiful floral arrangement or centerpiece delivered the same day, any day. That includes Christmas. They'll deliver it on Christmas.
That's amazing.
And you won't even break the bank this year. They offer flowers and gifts from $19.99. Mention code FTL to receive 10% off your next order, or any order. It doesn't have to be just the next one. It's not like you singularly only get to use the code FTL once.
That's right. Any old time.
Yeah. Every time you use 1-800-Flowers.com, just mention code FTL, you get 10% off. Call, click, or come in. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice for the holidays and every day.
So I wanted to jump back to the comment you made, Wayne, before we went to break there. This idea, we're talking about a police story out of Sarasota, Florida, where a woman, they were trying to serve civil papers on a man, and when they went to his house, his wife let him know that the papers had already been served, and besides, he is on the toilet because he was just recovering from a major operation. The cops then proceeded to sort of loiter around outside her house, poking in through windows and that sort of thing. So she closed the blinds and then went to close the garage door when a cop stepped into the garage, prevented the door from closing, and then grabbed her when she tried to return to the inside of the house, threw her down on the pavement, and started cuffing her when her husband came out, jumped on the cops because essentially the cops were attacking his wife. And you pointed out, Wayne, that you sort of understand where the cops are coming from, because you knew some cops in the past. And you said that, well, they deal with scum of the earth all day long, and so it's understandable how they treat people.
I didn't mean to make it an excuse, but I try to always put myself in other people's shoes and just see where they're coming from. Just like the man who came out of the bathroom and sees his wife on the floor, he's not necessarily going to see the police uniforms right away. He's going to see somebody with his wife on the floor screaming. And if it were me, I'm probably going to snap, too. I'm probably going to blow a gasket and throw them out in the garage, too.
I don't know if I was suggesting that you were making an excuse for the police, but when I've heard that from the police, it absolutely is sort of pawned off as an excuse.
And as you know, there are good and bad people in every profession, whether it's bureaucrats or police or whatever. And it reminds me of the movie Colors with Sean Penn and Robert Duvall.
I'm not familiar.
I thought that was Ice-T in Colors.
That was another one, but I think he may have been in that one. But those are the two stars. It came out in 1988, and basically Sean Penn was this young cop, overzealous, full of testosterone, and Robert Duvall is this old-timer who's been on the force for a while.
Right.
He knew how to handle things without force. He was cool. And as time went on, the lesson was that, and as you saw the movie, was that eventually Sean Penn became that way, too.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. Just the question is, how do we prevent the young ones from being that way in the first place?
Right, and how many people get hurt in the way, along the way? It seems rather cavalier with people's lives. In this case, how are these people's lives disrupted over? Essentially, these cops were serving a piece of paper that had already been served, wasn't criminal, it was civil, and these people's lives are just thrown in disarray for. In her case, has been 8 months now until they finally drop it.
Sure.
His, it's probably going to be a year. I don't know whether they're going to drop it or not because, when you think about it, to him coming out of that garage door, seeing his wife on the pavement, two people on top of her, the most important thing to him was, these people are attacking my wife. The most important thing to the legal system is, those people are cops and you touched them. You're not allowed to touch the people who are wearing the blue suits with a little gold badge. If you touch them, we come down on you really hard. I mean, all you have to do is see the difference between the sentences of cop killers and the sentences of citizen killers. And then you start looking at the races of those citizens, and you'll really see there's different classes of people in our society. And the top class are the police.
You know, there are some solutions to this perceived police problem, and this is a real police problem. As far as how we can fix it, I think there are some things that we could apply to the current justice situation, the current system that we have, that would definitely improve things, and we've certainly touched on this a million times, and that is, of course, ending the war on drugs.
Yeah.
I think if you end the war on drugs, then when the police are pulling people over, then I think you're going to just have a general... The populace of America, of which there is a large percentage of drug users, people with things to hide from the police, a large percentage of Americans are going to all of a sudden not have anything to hide from the police anymore. They aren't going to be worried about getting pulled over and discovered and having the police arrest them. And so I think that's going to shift the public perception of the police over time. I don't know if it'll be overnight. I think it could be fairly fast, though, in that when you see a police pulling you over, you may not get as much of that adrenaline rush because you aren't too concerned that they're going to throw a crack rock in the back of your, you know, your back seat and then take your ass down to jail.
Right. So, you know, I wouldn't, if I have a fifth of whiskey in my trunk, I'm not worried about a cop pulling me over. Now, if I've been drinking out of that fifth of whiskey, I'm petrified, mm-hmm. and I damn well should be. So I would like to see drugs treated in the same manner. If you've got a bag of marijuana in your trunk, or, you know, in your passenger seat or whatever, doesn't matter to me. If you've been smoking it, on the other hand, while you're driving,
there's nothing wrong with smoking marijuana while you drive.
I disagree.
People do it every day.
Sure they do. People drink and drive every day,
too. It doesn't contribute to any sort of fatalities. The Australian Department of Transportation study in the past found that.
You've found one study, and I would
say
there's
also been other studies that have backed it up.
I disagree. I disagree that it's that you're...
You've never laughed at your windshield wipers when you were driving high? I did one time.
The first time...
Did it affect your driving ability?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
One of the first times I smoked pot, I almost drove it through a plate glass window.
Well, I'm not recommending it. All I'm saying is there are probably millions of people that do it.
Millions of people that drink and drive, too. It's
not
a good idea.
Let's go to the phones. I think it's only a problem if you're driving dangerously, regardless of what the reason is. Let's talk to Brian. Actually, let's go to Charles in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Charles. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm one of the posters on a forum. I post as Charles, and, you know, I wasn't part of that whole thing with the cops, but when they did come to the forum, I had some questions that none of them really adequately answered. One of which was, I found a story on MSNBC where some guy, he didn't answer his door. Like, forget no-knock, like, warrants, forget all that. I'm talking about they knock and someone doesn't hear. Like, there was some guy, he was taking a shower, he didn't hear the cops, he busted in, there you go. And that's... You know, I'm more worried about that, really, than the no-knock warrants, because that's more likely to happen, I think, where the cops will just knock, no one will answer, and then they'll bust through the door. And, you know, might not hear a knock, but you might hear your door being, like, shattered to splinters.
Yeah, that's going to scare
you. To pick up a gun and start firing.
Right. Or another thing is, suppose you're in the shower and you still don't hear it. Somebody comes in and, like, rips back the shower curtain or you see them come through the door quickly or something like that. I don't know about you, but I'm aggressive. You know, I mean, I used to be an amateur boxer. When there's trouble, I always find myself running towards it, not running away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody were to rip open my shower curtain, it's going to be moments before a fist flies at them.
Especially if the psycho music is playing.
And also, it's like, whatever happened to a stakeout, you know?
Right.
If you're dealing with a dangerous, possible stakeout, why would you want to go in there in the first place?
Excellent question.
Right. You know, it's somebody's house. The chances of getting attacked are high. And then the cop ends up smoking that person. Why? Because they got attacked? Well, you were in their house.
Your home's supposed to be your castle, man.
Charles, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Talking cops or whatever's on your mind, you take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. If your personal Santa has put an all-terrain vehicle under your tree, hold on, Easy Rider. Before you hit the snowy trail, I'll tell you how to keep your off-road excursions merry and bright when I come back.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Before you go over the river and through the woods this season in an all-terrain vehicle, consider this. Last year's data indicates that almost 114,000 spent time in emergency rooms due to ATV accidents. So before you hit the trail, let the ride principles prevail. R. Read the owner's manual. Really. I. Inspect equipment for defects or abnormalities. D. Don't take chances. Always wear a helmet and other protective gear approved by the Department of Transportation or certified by an even more stringent spec, the Snell certification. And E. Enroll in an ATV safety education program. Ho, ho, ho! Happy trails!
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You can bring up whatever you want, toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, the packet8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. They're completely free. We got a brand new Shriner, actually two brand new Shriners, up on the website right now for your viewing convenience at shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. They're the ladies who listen to the show that have taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove that they are listeners to the program. That, again, shrine.freetalklive.com. And get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be in attendance. freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information and to get registered. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Now, Mark, we sort of got into a bit of conflict in the last segment, and I blew off to a phone call because I wanted to get at least one in before we went to the break.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of wanted to focus back in on what you had said, because you said that it's no big deal if there's a bag of marijuana in someone's car, for instance, in their glove box.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a big deal to you. But if somebody's been smoking marijuana and driving, then that is a big deal. And so my question to you is, how would you like to determine that?
That they've been smoking marijuana?
Uh-huh.
That's the difficult... I would say the most difficult part about legalizing marijuana is that there isn't a way to decide whether or not people are stoned.
What about the pupils and the eyes, slitty eyes?
Questionable.
It's questionable. I mean, you know, subjective as opposed to objective. And
be tired.
And the breath. And usually you can smell it on their breath. I mean, I haven't done it in over 25 years, but... Mm-hmm.
I'm not a scientist. I would think that in this day and age, you'd be able to figure out whether or not somebody's stoned, whether their mind is in some way altered by marijuana. And I'm sorry, when you look at it...
I don't understand why that is why that has to be the issue for you. Why does it have to be
the
issue?
I'm not saying it is the issue for me. Well, I'm saying that that's the reason... That's
you
one
said
of the...
that's what you'd like to see. You would like to see the system operating in that way. And I don't understand why you don't just advocate for getting dangerous drivers in trouble. For instance, the cop doesn't have to put a little breathalyzer in front of your mouth. He doesn't have to look into your eyes with a flashlight. He doesn't have to go through any of these parameters to determine whether or not you're stoned. If he's seen you weaving through the lanes, driving off the side of the road, you know what I mean? Doing things that are actually dangerous. So then he can personally testify, yeah, I saw this guy driving dangerously. Hence, you have a ticket for dangerous driving. There goes your insurance rates.
Stoned people usually don't drive that way. They usually drive like old ladies because they're so...
Well, my point exactly, Wayne, because as studies have shown, stoned drivers are safer drivers than alcohol
drinkers. Here's the thing. How about this? I mean, your girlfriend's run down by an incredibly stoned driver.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to feel like it's just okay that they were out being stoned?
I think the problem is a dangerous driver, Mark, not what substance they happen to be on at the time.
A cop cannot freaking identify that somebody is driving dangerously if they just happen to see them zip by in traffic. They're going by at 40 miles an hour. They may do one dangerous thing, but dangerous driving really is something that's cumulative, happening, different things happening along the way. Mm-hmm. Is the cop supposed to follow them for miles and find out whether they're dangerous driving? Because at that point, hopefully, they'll look in the rearview.
If you're so inebriated that you're driving dangerously, it should be pretty obvious. I've seen drunks on the road before, and it's pretty obvious when you're dealing with somebody who's a dangerous driver. And I'm sure I've seen drunks who aren't driving dangerously on the road, and I had no idea. If I can't tell if that person's driving dangerously or not, then it's not an issue to me. But if they are driving dangerously, it's obvious to me when that happens.
To me, it's results that matter. And if somebody gets into an accident and they're falling all over drunk, yeah, I do want them to be punished more severely. Not only were they driving poorly and caused an accident, but they got themselves S-faced before they got into a car. Mm-hmm. Yes, that makes them more culpable. Not only do I feel like they should be responsible for my car and my injuries and paying for those things like they are in a regular accident, but I think they should go to frickin' jail for, putting people's lives in danger from the get-go.
So what about tire drivers?
Look, a tire driver is... It's something
is
less.
Isn't that just as irritating? Wait, why is it less?
Because
there are millions of accidents probably per year caused by tire drivers. Truck drivers.
Because you're immediately awake and you can't prove it.
Huh?
Because a tire driver is immediately awake after an accident and you can't prove that they were a tire driver.
When you're that tired, a large percentage of your brain capacity is inoperable.
Sure.
But that still doesn't revoke their responsibility for getting behind the wheel while they were tired. They
because
knew they were tired.
You can't prove tired. I can prove drunk, Ian. I mean, look at it.
Tired is foolish.
Because if you want to give the cops the power to go after tired drivers?
Of course not.
Then everybody's going to jail. But I can prove drunk. You can take a blood sample. You can take a breathalyzer.
Right, now you're advocating blood samples from people, Mark. This is so intrusive and so invasive.
An accident?
This is outrageous.
You're damn right I want blood taken from somebody who's vomiting on themselves from driving all... Yes, I want that done.
You don't need to take a blood sample to determine whether or not somebody has alcohol in their system, Mark.
Yes, you
do. And now you're
the one...
It was just a matter of weeks ago that you were complaining because cops were taking phlebotomy classes so they could learn to take blood samples from people on the side of the road, and now here you are advocating it.
That's after they had an accident, Ian. Once you cause somebody problems, then there has to be an investigation.
You know what?
Look,
I just don't understand.
People
I don't
are hurt.
Understand why
property
this has
damage.
To be a factor.
I want the cops to do a damn investigation. Yes.
No, I don't understand why this has to be a factor. The property was damaged. People were hurt. Why can't we just charge people with getting people
I
into an
I
accident?
I think I made that clear. That
no, it doesn't
before,
make sense to me.
Not only did you get into an accident, like
right.
any sober person could do, but you got yourself S-faced before you got into the car, and you knew that you were a danger on the road. I know that when I'm really drunk, I'm a danger on the road. So if I go and drink a bunch of alcohol, get in the car, then I have done something in my mind that is criminal. And I want somebody put in jail for that.
Mm. 1-800-259-9231.
Call in. Somebody, please. If I'm wrong, let me know.
It seems a little outrageous.
If you agree with me, call in and let me know.
It seems a little outrageous to
put somebody in jail.
Then we all
put everybody's life in danger.
Then we all have to pay to put this fool in jail. And
look,
really,
I'm not for making people, I'm not for... Mm-hmm. I'm for people paying for their own incarceration, or at least partly.
If you've ever noticed when a police officer pulls you over, usually when it's at night, he'll shine the flashlight right in your eyes to look at your pupils, the way they dilate. If they don't respond well, then it usually means you're under the influence.
That's true. I understand. Let's go to the phones again and talk to Brian in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your
mind? Wayne. Hi. Cops are better than we are. I noticed that today. We had a tragic cop killing down in Colorado Springs, a little south of here, last week. And I was coming back from there today, and I noticed that there was several hundred police cars coming the other way on the freeway. And they had signs all over the place where the detours are and where everything is, and they're flashing their lights. So, you know, since I was going the other way, I figured this was time for me to go 80. But my point is that, what happens, obviously a cop dying in the line of duty or getting killed in the line of duty is tragic.
Yes, sure. Yes.
What happens if a plumber is killed in the line of duty? I mean, can we do that for him too? I mean, why not anybody else?
All the plumbers, you have a big parade down the main street with their monkey wrenches. that it really does show that those of us who are in danger every day and work for the government are somehow better. I don't feel like an ambulance driver's life is in any less danger than a firefighter. I know firefighters run into burning buildings and everything, but really, how many burning buildings do we have in a given year?
Not very many.
Not many. And they're not running into most of those buildings because, well, everybody's out of them. They're not going in to save the parakeets and the puppy. If they are, they're silly. Please don't do that. So, I mean, it's rare that a firefighter has to run into a building, a burning building. And I know they will. But basically, they're EMS workers that work for the city. Ambulance drivers, if a regular ambulance driver who works for a private company isn't going to get that kind of treatment, why would a firefighter?
An ambulance driver could be far more heroic than a police officer. Ambulance drivers are probably saving way more lives than police officers do.
And how about a security guards? I mean, really, what are they? What if one of them gets killed in the line of duty?
What about an ER doctor or nurse?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's just save the parades. Maybe we should just save the money. And maybe we should have people that are hired on not expecting to be worshipped in the jobs that they're working. Thank you for the call, Brian. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so do enjoy them. They're on us. We'll get, once again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, you want to help support us, then we need you to vote at vote.freetalklive.com. I believe we reached number one at one point over the weekend. I'm not sure if we're still there.
Yeah, we were there, number one.
We were. I'm going to check and see if we still are. But even if we are, we still know we're not. We're number two. We still need your vote because the contest goes on all month long. And it is a heated contest for first place at Podcast Alley to be the number one podcast in the world out of over 25,000 podcasts. It just means us being at the top means more new listeners discovering the program, more new people coming across the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's valuable to you, head over to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for the show. So, Mark, you say told me during the break that you actually thought parades for heroes are a good idea.
I think people want that.
People want that.
Yeah.
Well, what if I don't want that? Can the people pay for their own parades? Because I was talking about government-funded parades.
I don't know how government-funded parades work. I don't know how funding for any parade works. I think that most parades are funded by a parade is a line of floats, right?
Mm-hmm.
You pay for your own float, whatever organization. So
the police are paying for their floats with tax dollars.
Correct. But if you had a volunteer fire department.
Mm-hmm.
Say there was a parade for your volunteer fire department every year. August the 3rd is Volunteer Firefighter Day in whatever town, any town, USA.
Mm-hmm.
That volunteer fire department would pay for its trucks with funds that they got from the
public. Sure, I have no problem with voluntary parades. I was talking about the parades where you see, a police officer gets killed in the line of duty and then they shut down Main Street for an entire day while the police parade their big vehicles and guzzle gas down the street. And it just
is the problem shutting down Main Street? Or because I can't get on board with you about shutting down Main Street, but I can get on board with you about the vehicles, the gas guzzling, the waste of time.
If it's a voluntary thing, then I'm fine with it. But if it's not voluntary, as far as if it's the taxpayers paying for it, then that seems like a waste of taxpayer dollars.
Okay, well, I'm for voluntary up to a point, but Main Street is going to be a communally owned thing. It's a government street.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, it becomes involuntary because somebody's shut down the government-owned street. And what if I want to drive? What if I'm the only guy in town who wants to drive down Main Street that day?
That's then, quite inconvenient, which is why we need to have privately owned streets.
The other question is, who's paying for it?
Who's paying for what?
The parade. The public's paying for it.
Right. Well, that's why I'm suggesting we get that. Get them out of the public's hands, get it out of the government's hands, and allow voluntary organizations to pay for it. I've got no problem with parades. It's just that it seems to me that a privately funded parade would probably cost less than a government-funded parade. But let's go back to inebriation on the road, because this is obviously a hot topic with you. Mark's getting you very upset, very emotional. And I think really what's going on here
is
you
talking over me all the time and making your points when I don't get a chance to?
Oh, you had plenty of a chance to make your points, and you did so very loudly in the past segment. So you're saying that people who are drunk, when they get into an accident, should have extra charges because they were drunk. And I just want to know why you have a double standard, in that you think it's okay to do that to drunk people, but what about people who take in sleeping pills? What about people who take in other prescription medications? What about people who are drowsy? What about people who are tired? What about people who are high on other things? There are plenty of things that could impede one's ability to drive a motor, to operate a motor vehicle. And if you want to make one of them illegal, then you're being inconsistent when you let everybody else drive their vehicles in all other sorts of states of mind, but you have no way of catching those people, so you just sort of let them go. Oh, it's okay, you can drive your vehicle while completely tired. That's no problem. You won't get in as much trouble as if you've had a sip of beer. That just seems absolutely ludicrous to me.
As far as I'm concerned, if you're falling down from sleeping pills that you've taken earlier, I can't stay up.
Yeah.
You know, you've taken muscle relaxants and you can barely sit up in your chair. Yeah, you're intoxicated. And that's the same thing as far as I'm concerned.
But you're saying it's the same thing, but how do you prove it?
Well, you need to have some kind of standard. They have a standard for alcohol. Mm-hmm. I think it's too low. I think 0.08 is too low of a number. But
there's another problem, and I'm glad you brought that up, because then who's going to decide on what number's appropriate?
Well, how else would you decide? It's a government road. The government's going to have to decide.
Right, which means somebody other than you is going to be making that decision.
They're
going
to pick the number.
Mm-hmm.
They used to do all these cool tests, you know, touch your nose, walk along the line. I used to like to do cartwheels on the line.
No,
the road.
You're joking about that. You didn't really do cartwheels in front of a cop, did you?
No.
Okay.
I thought about it, though.
That would be funny.
That would be awesome. You know, the thing is, though, Ian, I mean, yeah, if you're a loved one gets hurt by somebody who went out and basically intentionally is driving poorly, yes, I want that person, whether it's from
alcohol. No drunk is intentionally driving poorly. They all believe they can drive just fine. None of them
they do it. They do right now, but they knew ahead of time that they went out to get drunk, mm-hmm. and they know when they think about it when they're sober, oh, yeah, man, I don't drive as good when I'm
drunk. I want to make it clear. I'm not defending drunk drivers
here.
You
sure as hell sound like you are.
I'm pointing out your inconsistency in that you want to stick it to people that drink alcohol and drive.
I want people who are intoxicated. Intoxicated. Remember we talked about marijuana before we talked about alcohol? I think I've been pretty consistent along the way as far as intoxication.
You haven't been consistent because you said it was okay to drive while tired earlier, but now you're saying that, you could be intoxicated.
I did not say it was okay. I said that it was impossible to prove.
Meaning that they wouldn't get any extra charges.
Absolutely. They won't get any extra charges.
I believe the term is impairment. And impairment can come from a variety of places. Impairment can come from taking too much Tylenol or being sleepy.
I don't think it should matter as to where the impairment comes from. If the person causes a problem, if the person is a danger, if the person puts someone else in danger or hurts somebody else as a result of whatever impairment they have, whether it's the impairment of changing the radio station, that could be considered an impairment as well, and there certainly would be no way to prove that either. It's
right.
The ends that are the problem. It's the results that are the issue. It's hurting other people. And I think that if you just punish somebody for hurting others, that's all that we should do. I mean, like,
hold
essentially
on
throwing
second.
In a charge for being drunk is kind of like a hate crime almost. That's almost the equivalent of, okay, you've hurt somebody. The issue is you put somebody in harm's way. Why does it matter what the reason was for that?
Okay, well, let's look at two people. You've got you, and you've got Bill Gates.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bill Gates has, somebody with the equivalent, I don't want to get Bill in trouble, but, you know, somebody of the equivalent wealth of Bill Gates who has drank, you know, a third of a bottle of whiskey,
yeah.
and he's out S-faced. You are not. You're on your way to work, and you're, you know, on time, and everything's going fine. You are, you know, fiddling with the dial on the radio because mm-hmm. it, for whatever reason, it went out, and you T-bone a car, a minivan, and, hurt a woman and kill a kid or whatever the scenario is. Bill Gates passes out from being too drunk, goes through the same stoplight, T-bones the same woman, and kills the same kid, or, you know, some scenario.
Same results. Same punishment.
Same results. Okay, so you think that it should be the same thing? That you were just, he was just doing the same thing you were?
Yes, both ways are irresponsible driving, sir.
But Bill Gates would have had a chauffeur.
he would have, but at this point now, so the charges should be the same, then or the, you know, the cost should be, so Bill Gates should pay the same amount of money that you should.
You killed somebody.
I'm asking you a question, yes or no? It's simple.
Yeah, he killed somebody.
Great. So Bill Gates does it again tomorrow.
Uh huh.
And again tomorrow. He's laying waste to the whole damn town, Ian.
Oh,
he's killing
you,
everybody with his drunk driving.
You know what? This is just it. This is it. I mean, this is proof that you have absolutely nothing because you've gone to a ludicrous extreme. Whenever Mark goes to a ludicrous, absolutely unbelievable extreme like this,
I go to a ludicrous extreme on both
sides
of the issue.
You're bringing it to this point because you have absolutely nothing.
How many people
do you
have to kill before you're culpable?
Because you know as well as I do. Now you're interrupting me, Mark. Because you know as well as I do that Bill Gates, if he was to get arrested for that one day and then go out and do it the next day, people would get pretty pissed off about that, and somebody would take care of it personally.
And the lawyers
that's
would have a field day.
Oh, that's
so now you're advocating vigilante
yeah,
justice.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because if somebody's going out T-boning people every single day, you better believe there's going to be some vigilante justice going on, pal.
I'm just asking how many people have to die.
Insane. Let's go to DJ in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, DJ, what's on your mind?
I'd like to know, Mark, what you would do about all the people who actually get away with it. Those people who are under the influence of alcohol or drugs or are tired and actually make it to their destination safely without getting into a collision, without running over a pedestrian. What about them? I mean, they're getting away with something.
Like many congressmen.
What do you mean they haven't caused any damage or done anything?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
I don't have anything to say about that.
Well, no, they're getting away with what you thought was so offensive before, and that was driving irresponsibly.
No, right. It's just a second here. You're not looking at it from when you, for instance, there are what they call exacerbating circumstances when it comes to a crime. It's cheaper to, or it's better for some reason to say to somebody, give me your wallet or I'll beat you up, than it is to point a gun at them. And that is just an exacerbating circumstance.
Okay, I have no idea what you're talking about. But DJ, if you have more, if you want to hold his feet to the fire, we'll hold you over. Hang on. 800-259-9231.
Get him.
Yes, call in and talk to Mr. Inconsistency here tonight. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is on the way. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you